Since early this morning, NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, has been following St. Nick and his reindeer from the start of their journey in the North Pole. Joining me now from Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado is Santa Tracker, Lieutenant Commander Gary Ross. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Tell us a little bit about the technology you're using here to track Santa Claus this year.
There are four primary means of tracking Santa. We have our radar system, and this powerful radar system has 47 installations strung across Canada's north and Alaska. The moment our radar tells us that Santa has lifted off, we begin using the same satellites that we use in providing warning for possible missile launches aimed at North America.
Yes, it's useful, isn't it? Yes.
Absolutely. And then we start to track Santa using our satellites. What these satellites do is they sense the heat coming off of Rudolph's nose. So that's enough to show us where Santa is going and where he's headed to.
I see. Now, we should explain that people can log into www.noradsanta.org.
That's right, and they can follow him along.
Yes, and not only are there many different spots along the route where there are photographs you can click on and see what it looks like in this city or that, but there are also, in some places, videos. This is what you hear on a video at Mount Fuji in Japan.
We have calculated Santa's speed to be greater than 100 times that of the bullet train.
NORAD's been doing this for 50 years.
We have. We've been doing it for 50 years.
And over the past half century, NORAD's seen a lot more of Santa Claus than of any Russian missiles coming at us.
We have, but, we are prepared either way. So no worries there.
Well, Lieutenant Commander Gary Ross, Santa Tracker at NORAD at Peterson Air Force Base, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks very much, Robert.